Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where our job is to make sure you know that real estate is different every single day for every single person and in every single market. And today I'm so excited to introduce you to a member of my extended realtor ohana, Sissy Sossner from Hawaii. Sissy, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Lee. Nice to be here.
So tell our listeners a little bit about you, maybe how long you've been in, which island you're located on, any tidbits that would help them understand you.
Well, I'm from Hawaii. I grew up here, went away for school and came back. I live on the island of Oahu. I work the whole island of Oahu, and I also work the island of Hawaii, which is the big island, and I love both islands. My heart, I left on the big island, but for now, I am on the island of Oahu. I've been in real estate for 8 years.
So I'm going to have to agree with you about the big island. My husband and I have been to all of the islands, I think, at this point, but Big Island just has that little magic to it.
It really does. It's God's country. That's what I call it. And even with the volcano, all the people are banding together, their extended ohana, helping out, bringing food, doing whatever it needs. And I was just there last weekend. And
oh, yay.
It's really magical.
Okay, so in 8 years of real estate, that means you came into the business before the market was in full recovery mode. So you've had the pleasure of seeing different market conditions, which yes. means you've probably seen lots of different things in your business. So as you tell us a great story here, there's only two ground rules for the podcast. The first one is no real names. If there's a guilty party of any sort, we don't use their names, although you're going to have a happy story. And you can use any salty language you want, although you're not a salty language person, but we're not going to do F-bombs or GDs or see you next Tuesdays, because we've seen what happens on the internets when those happen.
Well, that's great. I can follow those rules.
Exactly. We're pretty easy here. So I'd love for you to tell us what angle of real estate has been meaningful and different than you expected.
Well, I'm a mushy person, I found through real estate. And I got my designation, CRS designation, a couple years back. And this morning, knowing I was going to talk with you, I just happened to look at my Instagram, and RRC's Instagram posted a quote from fellow CRS Terry Simmons saying, CRS is the best designation out there. It brings a whole family with it. Well, how's that for a smooth segue into talking with you this morning? Anyway, I'm all about mushy good stuff, but in real estate, I can be my version of a BA when I have to. But in this instance, my story ties to Hawaii being all about family and ohana. And we use the term ohana to describe groups of people dear to us. So my Coldwell Banker office is my ohana. CRS is my ohana. My church is my ohana. And recently, I have family on Cape Cod. So go back a couple years, early 2017, I read an article on a fellow CRS designee, Nadine Krasnow from Falmouth, Mass. So I just texted her before this podcast and said, can I use your name? And she said, absolutely, because she thinks this is an amazing story too. Anyway, there was an inspiring article about her jump-starting her business on the Cape after working in Boston and New Hampshire. It was motivational, super inspiring, and I emailed her and thanked her for her encouraging story. Then fast forward several months, my husband and I were researching colleges for our son with special needs, Noah. He's now 19. And one of the schools Jeremy found was on the Cape in Massachusetts. Well, I remembered Nadine, thanks to the CRS article and our previous email chatting. And I emailed her and did a shout out, and stellar family that she is, she says, hey, I have a dear friend whose son attended the same school. For me, sitting in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, that was very cool to have made that connection. After much research, we fly to Massachusetts for our son's interview and we tour the school. I called Nadine and she insists that we go and meet her. So we go to her house, we get a 2-hour busman's holiday tour of real estate in her town. I mean, that was just the best as a realtor, right? Finding out market knowledge in a different town.
It's very addictive. It's so addictive to look at other markets. Why is that?
I don't know. It's kind of scary. You know, it ties into us having dreams about real estate. So we had a great time. We hit it off and we're sitting in her house before we leave. And I say, hey, have you ever thought of house swapping? Her eyes got big. She lives on the Cape. I live in Hawaii. So Noah gets accepted to the school. I email her and say, you know, Noah has 10 days off in Thanksgiving. And instead of flying him home to Hawaii in November, who would want to go back to the Cape on your first year of school? What do you think about swapping houses? Long and short story, Nadine and I swap houses. Hawaii was on her bucket list, and she came here with her sister and her niece. My dear friend from church, who we now fondly call her Uber Kathy, was the shuttle for Nadine and her sister and her niece. The sister and niece came to our house before Nadine did. We were in a plane going to Boston, and they got here. Kathy picked them up, brought them to the house. We meet Nadine at Boston the next day, high five at the airport. She gives us the keys to her car and house. She gets on the plane, gets to Hawaii. Kathy curbside chauffeurs her to our house, and that was it. I mean, we both to this day look at each other, or, you know, we saw each other this summer and say, how did something like this happen? I mean, we entrusted our homes, our lives with each other, and it was all because of the CRS connection. And that's, to me, a perfect example of how CRS is a family.
By the way, if you're a regular person listening to this who's not a realtor, I should give you a couple of the acronyms. RRC is the Residential Real Estate Council, which is focused on improving education for realtors to help create a different environment for the people we serve. And the best of that group are CRS designees, and that's the Certified Residential Specialist. And these are realtors, by the way. If you're a consumer listening to this, you should never hire a realtor unless they have their CRS, because it's the mark of somebody who has invested in education beyond the basics. They have completed transactions. And as you're hearing in the story, their focus is on creating an experience around the community in which they live that may or may not have monetary outcomes that fit the bottom line. I mean, this was not about finding money in a market. And actually, the whole house swap thing was just kind of coincidental. It was about an agent across the, well, almost across the world, frankly, from Hawaii, yeah, trying to help your family find a way to fit at some undesignated point in the future. And then you saw a way to bring them to paradise when they had not had that opportunity previously. And honestly, it's not what people think about when they say realtor. They don't think about the impact of relationship and what it means to your family. I mean, you think about Noah is your primary focus. How do we make sure that Noah has the best? And it's got nothing to do with houses and nothing to do with commission dollars or any of that stuff. And you have people who mirror that value system. It's a beautiful thing about real estate that I wish more people in the public understood.
Absolutely. And Nadine, who had never met me, says, hey, talk to my girlfriend, which led to me talking to her girlfriend, who talked about the school. We came to her house. I mean, she was jamming that day for work, and she dropped everything so we could meet, so we could become friends. And, you know, there was nothing in it for her, and there was nothing in it for me other than to know a local. And I've lived on the Cape, so I was familiar with it. But just, it was just heart to heart, you know. I mean, who knew that my 28-week preemie would expose me to this realtor 19 years down the road with so much kindness and generosity of spirit, and that we could do this. I mean, it's just, it really was kind of short of a miracle that this happened. I mean, everything worked. Her house fit us perfectly. Our house fit her perfectly. You know, we kind of giggled. We all laughed in the Cape saying, well, I think we traded up because Nadine's house, which is now on the market, is this amazing classic Cape Cod home.
Well, you know, the reality is it sounds like you and Nadine could have started Airbnb because you were doing an Airbnb thing before it even became a thing.
Right. Well, it already was a thing. But, you know, I'm sitting here at my dining table right now with you doing this podcast, looking across the way at my husband's office and looking around the house. And, you know, it was just a step of faith and trust on both our parts. And it was just two people that, you know, trusted the universe and magic happens. So I now have Ohana on the Cape. And I like to say that if you like Labrador Retrievers, give me a holler. Let's become Ohana.
And, you know, it's interesting that you said that leap of trust and faith, because that's not just what we do when we're exploring things with other realtors. It's what our clients go through when they select us, because they're often interviewing other realtors. They're trying to figure out who's going to have their best interest at heart. And it's not that they're pulling names out of a phone book, really. I mean, there's so many realtors out there. Our best clients, they've got 12 personal friends that are realtors. And so they're making a really intense decision. And it does take a leap of faith to say, I'm going to put my largest financial instrument in your hands. How are you going to treat it? And when you look at how you and Nadine have treated each other, there's no better way to showcase how you treat your buyers and sellers, because I would have zero doubt in the world that this kind of behavior translates into everything you do in real estate.
Absolutely. It's all about putting the other person first. And we both did that. And that's how I do business. It's not never about me. It's always about my buyers and sellers, their timing, their bottom line, to every little detail. It's really not about me. And I think when you go about business like that, your sincerity and genuineness, and as you taught me, Lee, be authentic, be real, you know, and I can't be anything else but myself with my clients, and they know it.
And obviously it works, because here you are 8 years in and happy and with happy clients. So if anybody on either Oahu or Big Island needs an amazing realtor to add to their Ohana, or they need to call you for this connection to Nadine, how can people reach you?
All right. They can call me or text me at 808-938-5588. My email address is sissys@cbpacific.com. And my website, sissysoner.com.
And never fear, my darling listeners, I know that you're listening to this story, trying to figure out how you can make a friend across the world that switch houses with them. And you were so busy thinking about that, you did not write down Sissy's information. Don't stress out. All of her contact information will be in the show notes for this episode, so that you can follow up with any of your Hawaiian real estate needs. Or if you'd like to learn more about this particular education and designation crowd that we've mentioned, all you have to do is go to crs.com. So if you are a home buyer or seller who needs a great professional realtor, go to crs.com and look at Find a CRS. If you are a realtor and you're curious now about what makes us as a group different, you should go there too. And we can gladly tell you how to find classes that will affect your real estate life forever. Sissy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I love your house swap story, and I love when we bring some happy into the world of real estate.
Thanks, Lee. Have a great day.
And if you are listening to this and you're a broker, inspector, investor, lender, or just a regular normal person who's got your own story about real estate that was not what you expected, give me a shout at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the social networks to be featured in a future episode, and we will see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.